The cold start to the winter weather season means many livestock producers are already using forage for their animals. But Ron Lemonager of Purdue University Extension says producers should conduct nutrient profiles for their hay and forage to make sure their animals are getting what they need. Or put another way,
we need to be thinking about how do we supplement that forage.
Producers can go to their local Extension livestock expert for advice on how and where to test forage for nutrients. And based on the results, producers then can determine what supplement should be used. There are mineral supplements and
energy feeds like corn or corn silage or soybean hulls. If we have both an energy and a protein shortage, then we can start thinking about byproducts like distiller's grains or corn gluten feed as a way to provide both energy and protein.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. As a matter of fact, Purdue University Extension's Ron Lemonager says weather has actually played a factor in nutrient quality of the hay crop in many parts of the country this year.
Because we had so much rain and so frequent a rains in some areas of the country, what that did is it delayed the harvest of a significant amount of our hay crop. And typically the first cutting is usually about 50% of our total yield for the year. And so if that first cutting was delayed because of rain, as we increase the maturity of the plant, the forage nutrient profile goes down. And so we've got a lot of that that's available this year. The second part of that is some of our producers may have cut hay, and it takes roughly about a three-day drying period in a significant part of the country for that hay to dry down to be of low enough moisture level that it will actually store without molding and heating and that kind of thing. So some of our producers got hay cut, but before they had the opportunity to get it actually harvested and put into bales, some of that hay got rained on. And what that does is it leaches nutrients during the raining and then the re-drying out of that hay product.